patient's last name is Yolanda. I'm sorry, our patient's last name is Gomez. Patient's last name is Gomez. First name is Yolanda, Yolanda. Date of visit is September 1, 2023. Date of birth is January 28, 2028, 1967. Next of chief complaint for snoring. Next of history present newness. Patient is patient is a 56-year-old female. Found a chief complaint of sleep disturbance. Of the patient, patient usually go to bed at midnight. The first type of patient severely loud snoring. First type of patient also of non-restorative sleep. The first type of patient wakes up with sleep non-restorative sleep. The first type of patient wakes up with headache, dry mouth, nasal congestion. First type of patient also feels sleepy, tired, and fatigued when she wakes up. The first type of patient also significant excessive daytime sleepiness. Next type of fast medical history. Fast medical history, non-extra fast medical history, non-extra current medication, non-extra allergies, no known drug allergies. Next for social history, patient is a single with five children. First time patient works in child care. Patient does not smoke. A patient drinks alcohol on a social basis. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Next for family history, there's no family history of similar medical condition. The review system, patient's urinary urgency frequency, joint pain, and numbness. For stomach swiver. Impression, loud snoring, non-restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness, coma. These are all signs and symptoms suggesting obstructive sleep apnea. First step, patient's 5'2", 160 pounds. A recommendation was schedule a patient for an open-eye polysomnography study, coma, to definitively evaluate for obstructive sleep apnea. Please go up to the top of the note. Please go up to the top of the note. Referring physician is Michelle Cortez. Michelle Cortez, C-O-R-T-E-S, M-D. Next patient, last name is M-U-R-G-A-T-R-O-Y-D. Again, M-U-R-G-A-T-R-O-Y-D. First name is Barbara. Date of visit September 1, 2023. Date of birth is October 25, 1988. Next reference physician is Dr. Deborah Chang, C-H-E-N-G. Next paragraph, dear Dr. Chang, I have the pleasure to see Robert today for an initial evaluation for sleep apnea. Next reference president of nutrition is a 34-year-old male, found chief complaint of obstructive sleep apnea. First sub patient tells me that he's been using the CPAP machine for the last 5 years. The first sub patient was previously diagnosed with obstructive sleep apnea. First sub patient is complying with the CPAP therapy. First sub patient feels refreshed when he's using the CPAP therapy. When he's not using the CPAP therapy, comma, patient is loud snoring, non-restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness. Past medical history, obstructive sleep apnea. Next up, septum deviation surgery, 1996. Next for current medication, bupropion. Next number, fluoxetine. Next for allergies, no drug allergies. Next for social history, patients are single with no children. First up, patients are caretaker. First up, a patient smoked 5 cigarettes per day for 15 years. Patient drinks alcohol on a social basis. Patient does not use illicit drugs. There's a family history. There's family history. Father and brother both have a sleep apnea. Next paragraph, please do not put a review system. Next paragraph. Obstructive sleep apnea. First up, patient has been compliant using the CPAP therapy for the last 5 years. The first up, patient feel refreshed and awake and alert. The first up, next paragraph, a recommendation explained to patient to continue to use the CPAP machine. First up, explain to patient correct usage of the CPAP mask and CPAP therapy. First up, next paragraph, I will refill his CPAP supplies. The first up, next paragraph, this marks the end of the station. Next patient, last name is RAMOS-HANDS. First name is Fernando, F as in Frank, ERNANDO. Date of a visit is September 1, 2023. Date of birth is June 14, 1957. Next referring physicians are Gia Gray, G-R-A-Y. He's served by Dr. Gray after flashing to see Fernando today for initial evaluation for gasping air and snoring. Next referring physician is a 66-year-old male. Sound like chief complaint of loud snoring and gasping for air. For subpatient, usually go to bed at 11 p.m. For subpatients, moderately loud snoring. For subpatient, also witness vessels of breathing during sleep. But for subpatients, frequent gasping air, sound and choking during sleep. But for subpatient, wakes up 7:30 a.m. For sub, his sleep is now restorative. But for subpatient, also significant excessive daytime sleepiness. So for subpatient, frequently becomes drowsy when he's watching television, comma, sitting and reading, comma, sitting inactive in a public place. So for subpatient, next paragraph, past medical history. Past medical history, high blood pressure, next medical medication, risperidone, next one, atorvastatin, next one, allergies, no known drug allergies, next one, social history, patient is married with three children, first up, a patient is a handyman, first up, but he's a he's a dentist in his home country. First up, patient does not smoke. First up, patient does not use illicit drugs. Next up, family history. A mother died from stroke. First up, next up, impression, snoring. A witness causes a breathing during sleep, gasping air, a comma, witnessed by the wife at night. These are all signs and symptoms suggesting obstructive sleep apnea. First up, patient also obese. First up, he's 5'10" tall and 209 pounds. First up, initial recommendation explained to patient the best diagnosis. Next up, was scheduled for a patient for an open eye place and not for free study. First up, this marks at the end of the patient. Next patient. Last name is A G U I L A R. Dash T O N C H E S. Last name is Aguila dash T O N C H E S. Person is Victor. Victor. V I C T O R. Date of visit is September 1, 2023. Date of birth is October. Sorry, date of birth is November 10, 1995. Next we have a chief complaint. Referring physician is Dr. Sonali. Last name is Sheth. MD. Next we have a dear Dr. Sheth. After pleasure to see Victor today for initial evaluation for snoring and gasping for air. Next we have a history present known as patient is a 27-year-old male from a chief complaint of snoring and gasping for air. First of all, patient usually go to bed at 1 a.m. First up, it takes the patient 30 minutes to fall asleep. First up, patient has gasping air sound. First up, patient has pauses of breathing during sleep. First up, patient does have snoring. Patient wakes up at 9 a.m. First up, his sleep is now restorative. First up, patient wake up with a aching jaw. First up, patient nasal congestion. First up, patient wakes up with a sweaty, heartburning sensation, drooling on the pillow. First up, patient also feels sleepy, tired, and fatigued. First up, it's like the patient usually need to take a nap for 2 hours per day. First up, but his sleep is not restored. So first up, but patient also has significant excessive daytime sleepiness. So first up, patient always becomes drowsy when he's sitting, reading, sitting inactive in the appropriate place, laying down to rest in the afternoon when circumstances permits, sitting quietly after lunch without alcohol. First up, this is a past medical history. Hand surgery. Next number, current medication, Prozac. Next we have allergies. Patient is allergic to Mylanta. Next we have a social history. Patient's married. First up, patient is a smoker socially. First up, a patient drinks alcohol on a social basis. So first up, a patient quit smoking 1 year ago. First up, next we have a past family history. Uncle had multiple stroke. First up, other family members. Other family members also had strokes. So first up, there's also diabetes and sleep apnea in the family. Next up, review system. Patient's vision problem, hearing problems, short of breath, acid reflux symptoms, urinary urgency, muscle pain, and tingling and numbness. Next we have impression, snoring, witness losses of breathing during sleep, non-restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness, gasping air at night. These are all signs and symptoms suggesting obstructive sleep apnea. First up, a patient is 5'6" tall, 170 pounds. So first time, we schedule a patient for an overnight price and not for free study. First time, next, this marks a identification.